Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to this podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the destructive power of pride. A United States Air Force transport plane with its captain and 5 crew members was flying over Alaska in the 1950s when they entered an unusually fierce snowstorm. The navigator on board contacted an airbase only to be told that he had veered several hundred miles off course. Correct coordinates were given to the navigator, but he continued to insist that his own calculations could not possibly be that far off. But soon the plane ran low on fuel. The 6 men decided to abandon the plane and parachute to safety. But because of the extremely cold temperature and the winds that gusted to 50 miles per hour, they were all frozen within minutes of hitting the ground. A rescue team found the bodies of the frozen men 3 days later. As a result of the navigator's pride, he and 5 other people went to their deaths. The story reminds me of Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, which says, "The way of fools seem right to them, but the wise listen to advice." The Bible reveals that one of the characteristics that is most damaging to our relationship with God and others is pride. Yet most of us don't readily confess pride as a struggle. Perhaps it's because pride is subtle and it's difficult to see in ourselves. Pride is often described as the silent enemy of the soul lurking in the shadows, and it can definitely hinder our relationship with God. It can be challenging to recognize pride within ourselves because it doesn't always reveal itself in overt ways. Pride has a way of creeping into our lives in quiet and obscure ways. It can take root in our hearts and deceptively make us feel that our thoughts, feelings, and actions are true and justified, when in reality, they are sinful. This is why one of the best prayers we can pray is from Psalm 139, verse 23, which says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 reminds us, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" So how do we discern if pride has taken root within us? What are the signs that we are being prideful? Well, first, I think pride blinds us to our faults and weaknesses. When pride lurks within us, we become defensive and resistant to feedback or correction. Instead of humbly acknowledging our mistakes and shortcomings, we may find ourselves justifying our actions or even blaming others. Pride convinces us that we are always right. Second, pride leads us to a sense of superiority over others. We can display this attitude towards others, sometimes without even realizing it. This attitude of superiority not only distances us from others, but it creates division and hostility within the body of Christ. Pride builds barriers between us and our fellow Christians, hindering genuine fellowship and unity in the church. Third, pride breeds discontentment and envy. This endless pursuit of validation and recognition leads to dissatisfaction and resentment towards other people. Pride robs us of the joy and contentment that Jesus wants us to have. We must see that pride hinders our intimacy with God. When we exalt ourselves, we diminish the space for God to work in our lives. Pride builds a barrier between us and God, and it prevents us from surrendering our lives to His will. It's only when we humble ourselves before God that you and I can experience true freedom. So here's the question: how do we combat pride and cultivate humility in our lives? And the answer lies in following the example of Jesus Christ, who humbled himself and became obedient to the will of God. Let's remember these powerful words from the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. And here's today's challenge. Join me in the prayer from Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Let's ask God to reveal any pride we may have so that we can bring Him our repentance. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.